The Obama White House has been providing details about First Lady Michelle Obama's forthcoming trip to South Africa and Botswana next week. During a conference call with reporters on Wednesday, White House officials said the trip is a continuation of Mrs. Obama's work to engage with young people in the United States and abroad. Tina Chen is Mrs. Obama's chief of staff.
Our trip from June 21st to 27th is going to focus on youth leadership, education, health, and wellness. It's really a continuation of the work Mrs. Obama has been doing on her previous trips abroad with the president, where she has, throughout those trips, met with students, met with youth, to encourage them to excel academically and serve and lead. And we see continuing those in South Africa and Botswana.
Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications Ben Rhodes says the First Lady's visit is also directly connected to President Obama's policy to advance democracy in Africa.
The president spoke at length about his approach to Africa when he was in Accra, Ghana in 2009. I think he laid out a vision in which he saw Africa not as separate from the world, but as fundamentally interconnected to the wider world. And that was rooted in the fact that we have common interests with the African continent. We have common interests in fostering economic growth and development, healthy populations, democratic governance, and governance that deliver for the people, both because that's a good in and of itself, but also because the United States will be more secure when Africa is more secure.
Expectations were high in Africa when President Obama took office in 2009 because Africans believed the new president, whose father came from Kenya, would visit a number of African countries during his time in office. But advisor Ben Rose says while the president has not visited more African countries, the administration has found other ways to continue to speak to Africans.
We've strongly supported democratic governance in Africa through a variety of means, ranging from speaking out in instances such as the recent unrest in Cote d'Ivoire when democratic legitimacy was under threat, to building the capabilities and capacity of African institutions so that democracy is strengthened, to empowering positive democratic models. Similarly, we pursued a range of development priorities, food security, our global health initiative, support for civil society and education in Africa.
While in South Africa, Mrs. Obama will meet with President Jacob Zuma and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, as well as visit the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Johannesburg. The White House says while President and Mrs. Obama have a personal admiration for former President Mandela, no meeting has currently been scheduled between the First Lady and Mr. Mandela. They say any such meeting would depend on Mr. Mandela's ability to receive visitors. Next Wednesday, Mrs. Obama is scheduled to deliver the keynote address at a U.S.-sponsored Young African Women's Leadership Forum. Rose said the First Lady's speech would follow the theme of President Obama's message to the Young African Leaders Forum last year in Washington, in which he spoke to the extraordinary potential of young people and challenged them to reach for their highest aspirations.
And it sent a powerful message, I think, from the president, which is that the independence movements marked a huge chapter in African history, but now we're at the onset of a new chapter in which there's going to have to be consolidation of so many of the gains that have been made, but also that next step is going to have to be taken to solidify democratic governance and economic opportunity for the people of Africa, and that young people are going to have to play a critical role in that effort.
Rhodes also said the Obama administration has not backed away from its commitment to fighting HIV/AIDS in Africa.
We have actually increased resources for HIV/AIDS. So not only have we maintained the resources that made such a huge contribution under PEPFAR and President Bush, but we've actually gone over and above that in terms of the resources that we're providing to combat HIV/AIDS on the continent. We've also nested it, though, into a broader global health initiative because our analysis was that it was necessary to fight HIV/AIDS directly with antiviral drugs and other capabilities. But what was really going to make the game-changing difference in the long run was building up African public health systems.
From South Africa, Mrs. Obama will visit Botswana, which Rose describes as another African country that is making great strides in building the long-term foundations of a stable democracy and pursuing an economic model that can deliver for its citizens.